I just heard about the government shutdown, and I knew it was going to be bad, but I didn't think it was going to be this bad. I mean, only essential personnel are allowed to be here.
Hence, I'm still here. But why are you still here, Mike?
Because this office would come to a standstill without me, and I'm the only one that can write the morning report.
Uh-huh. However you're going to sell it.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I should probably go write the morning report. Come on, wake up. Are you kidding? I do not have time for this. I guess I better call tech services. Oh my gosh, I am not going to wait 30 minutes. I'll call Yongling.
Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, Yongling, do you know what the alternative number to tech services is? They're not picking up their main line.
Oh, all tech support got furloughed during the government shutdown.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
How am I supposed to get my computer fixed now?
Have you tried hitting it with a hammer?
Oh, yeah, a lot of help you are. Okay, I'll try something else. Just goodbye. Oh, I'll call Ted. He'll know.
Hello?
Hey, Ted, it's Mike. Look, I know this isn't really your department's thing, but can you take a look at my computer? It won't turn on. I've got like 2 hours to get this report out.
Sure, but you'll have to bring it up to me. I can't leave our front desk unattended.
My whole desktop computer.
Yep.
Okay, I'll just give me a couple of minutes. I'll be right there. Dude, I am so sorry, but hauling this thing up 3 flights of steps is killer.
Sorry, brother, but the word just came down.
Oh, hold on. Come on. I will make this worth your while. That Keisha poster that you've always wanted, it's yours. I promise. Come on, I'll even set you up with Yongling.
Yeah, she's not exactly my type. Too high maintenance.
Okay, yeah, true that. But seriously, what am I gonna do? If I don't have this report done in 2 hours, my boss is gonna use me for a punching bag.
You could try media services downstairs. They sometimes do these kinds of repairs.
Thank you, dude. I really appreciate it. Enjoy your furlough! I am really sorry, but I am in a major rush. I need this thing working in less than an hour. Okay, is there anything you can do to help me?
Sure, we can do that for you. I just need for you to fill out a little bit of paperwork.
Thank you. You are a lifesaver.
Just need for you to fill out here, and sign this.
Okay.
I'll also need 2 forms of government ID.
What do you need that for?
To make sure you are who you say you are. You can't just fix anybody's computer.
You're serious. Okay, you know what? I have got my driver's license, and I've got my building pass. Will that work?
Sure.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Now can we get my computer fixed?
Yep. Here's your receipt. You
okay.
You can pick it up in 3 weeks.
I have 3 minutes. If I don't have this thing done, my boss is going to skin me alive.
Okay. No need to get snippy. I can expedite the process.
Okay, how do we do that?
I just need for you to initial here, down
okay.
Here at the bottom.
There you go.
Thank you. It'll be ready in a week.
A week? Okay, maybe I wasn't clear. I need this done in 5 minutes.
I'm sorry, but we can't work that fast.
Why? It's not rocket science.
Watch your attitude, young man. This is the government. We follow procedures. Hey, Mike.
What?
Okay, put this down. Okay, don't overreact. Calm down.
What's
you
this?
Have a letter. But, okay, you look so ripped today. Did you put muscle? Did you lose weight? Oh, look at all this muscle. It's just so built.
I've been furloughed?
Okay, calm down. Think of all the things you could
do. This is awesome news! I don't have to do my report anymore! Yes!
Laters! Wow. You took that better than me.
Come to a standstill.
陷入停滞状态.
The District of Columbia came to a standstill during the government shutdown.
政府关门期间, 整个华盛顿市区都陷入停滞状态.
Leave something unattended.
无人看管.
Never leave a baby unattended in the bathtub.
婴儿在澡盆里的时候绝不能离开。
Make it worth someone's while.
使某人获益，贿赂某人。
If you give the contract to our company, I guarantee I will make it worth your while.
如果你把合同给我们公司，我保证不让你白干。
My whole desktop computer.
Yeah. Okay. I'll be there in a second. Ted?
Skin someone alive.
严厉惩罚。字面的意思呢，是把皮都扒了，引申出来就是严厉惩罚的意思。
I had a strict curfew when I was little. If I didn't get home on time, my parents would skin me alive.
我小时候门禁特别严格，要是没按时回家，我爸妈准保严厉惩罚我。主任，主任。